Lesson 8, page 80. Reading and talking. No trespassing.
Effective communication depends on several details, and it is essential to make sure your body and the words you use send the same message. If you say words of encouragement and optimism, for instance, while you frown and have your arms crossed on your chest, people will receive a confusing message. Communication may also be impaired if your personal space is invaded. Unconsciously, everybody leaves some space between themselves and the other people, and the boundaries become apparent only when somebody trespasses them. The moment it happens, you feel uncomfortable and instinctively move away. 2 days ago, an exchange student went to the registration office of the school he is attending because there had been some confusion with his class schedule. But as he didn't speak English well, the secretary couldn't understand what he wanted. He started gesturing and getting closer to her. She, in turn, started moving away from him. In his eagerness to explain, he got even closer and gestured more emphatically. The harder he tried, the more threatened the secretary felt. Fortunately, another student intervened and explained what was happening. Otherwise, the situation could have become really ugly. Remember that personal spaces vary from one individual to another. It can be larger or smaller, depending on their culture, personality, and relationship. So a distance that is okay for you may be invasive for others, and vice versa. Learning to interpret body language and respecting personal space may not be enough to communicate successfully, but it is a good start.